You're listening to Encounter, a simple daily podcast of sacred and mindful Christian meditations. You can listen here, but if you would enjoy being able to search and favorite, forward and journal as you listen, I encourage you to download the Encountering Peace mobile app, where all the meditations are free, as they should be. We are a house divided. After nearly 40 years of marriage, my wife and I can't yet get together on the ideal vacation spot. She loves the ocean, and I love going to the mountains. So being a good husband, we usually end up on the beach. But I do love seeing the look on her face as she sits in her beach chair, her eyes closed, and the sun on her face. The ocean breeze in her hair as she whispers, "This is the spot." So where is your favorite spot? Not for vacation, but where do you go to dwell, gaze, and meditate in the presence of God? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 27 is a reflection on that spot, a holy place to encounter the divine presence of God. So to begin, whether blanketed in the soft whispers of the morning or the echoes of the evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a heavenly retreat. As your eyes begin to close now, with no effort, center into this place of solitude for a still moment, a time of seclusion from the world, as you settle into the presence of Father, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this private time of reflection by responding to this passage from the 23rd Psalm. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, I long to encounter you." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Lord God, I long to encounter you. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod protects me. Lord God, I long to encounter you. You are with me. Your rod and your staff guide me. Lord God, I long to encounter you. And your presence comforts me and consoles me. And Lord God, I long to encounter you. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this place. No matter where you are, the Holy Spirit indwells you. So let this time and place be where and when you encounter him. Come now into the divine presence. Even in this retreat, note what you hear, what you feel, taste, or even smell. What if this time reminds you of God? Simply note all that you experience for a moment. Scan your body and mind now too. Be aware of any thoughts that may be distracting you from encountering God. Give those thoughts no power. Don't linger on them. Simply note any distractions for a moment. Now let the distractions of the world just drift away as you take several moments to center on God. As you center on resting in this divine time of encountering the Holy Presence. Center to on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each breath being full and deep from your belly. Become mindful of each breath. Inhale through your nose and exhale slowly from your mouth. Each breath settling you deeper and deeper into this place of dwelling, of gazing, and meditating in the presence of God. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts may arise, and that's fine, but don't focus on them. Them pass as you stay centered on your breathing. Allow distractions to be a gentle reminder to center back on your breathing and whispering, Lord God, I long to encounter you. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King David. Contemplate on what you hear from David's thoughts in Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, from the Common English Bible. Dear friend, please heed my advice. In my life, I have asked one thing from the Lord. It's all I seek, and that is to live in the Lord's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring His temple. What did the Holy Spirit reveal to you in this reading? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the presence of God. I have asked one thing from the Lord, it's all I seek, to live in the Lord's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring His temple. Did you notice something fresh or different? For this next minute, contemplate on what spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions. Listen to the same passage, but a wider reading from the Amplified Version. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful loveliness and majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What affections did you experience in this second reading? Well, don't rush through this time, but take this next minute to dwell, to gaze, and meditate even deeper in this time of divine retreat. In this third expanded divine reading from the New King James Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, one thing I desire of you, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in your house all the days of my life, there that I may behold your beauty and meditate in your presence in your temple. For in my times of trouble, you shall hide me in your pavilion. In the secret place of your tabernacle, you shall hide me. You shall set me high upon a rock. For this I praise and bring honor to your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the passage. Dwell here. Gaze upon his beauty and meditate in his presence. Experience this place as real to you, dwelling within you, a heavenly retreat. Let it be a place of solitude and seclusion from the world as you settle into the presence of Father, Spirit, and Son. Let this be your place with the triune God for another minute. Pause if you need more time. In this time of encountering God, Be mindful, too, of moments you can pause to consider helping others into the divine presence. Who do you know that needs to encounter God? How might God use you to bring another to dwell, gaze, and meditate in His presence? Now, with your eyes closed, receive this benediction to seek one thing from the Lord. Let it be all that you seek. To live in the Lord's house all the days of your life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring Him in His temple. May you gaze upon the beauty of Christ, dwell in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God through prayer and contemplative meditation. Amen. So as we close, stay here for a while longer, resting in the solitude of His presence, soaking in the quiet, the contemplation, and the music as you silently whisper, "Lord God, I long to encounter You."